So far we really discussed two basic methodological principles in learning. First of all, how much a makor shapes a halacha. So here the fact that the makor is haruge bezdin kiki alasa lokim taloi, and even though the Rambam in both the mitzvah saseh side and the lo saseh side stresses the fact that we can transition from haruge bezdin to a mace bichlal, the makor is not incidental. It continues to animate the sugya because if we're having the worst of the worst offenders, right? You know, there's haruge bezdin, skila sreifa herek vechanek. So we paskin that skila is the most chamor, right? That's only for the averos, you know, hachi chamurot. And now we're talking about the nitlin, which are a subset of that. And even, of course, they're entitled to a proper burial. So that tells you something about, you know, the Torah's perspective that it's really noveya from tzelem elokim and the inalienable difference between human and animal, point number one. So again, methodologically speaking, because again, that's what we're doing here, we're giving you the skills to fish, not giving you the salmon. So we very, very much want, every time that you're learning a halacha, the makor is absolutely significant, number one. Number two is that this is also a good sugya in terms of the relationship between aseh and los aseh. So we've discussed both according to the Rambam and the Ramban, and Asay is associated with mitzvos Ava, and Los Asay is associated with mitzvos Yira. I mean that in some kind of a fluffy way, but again, the spiritual opportunity of Ki Kavorsik Brenu Bayomahu, of maximizing Kvod El Shameis, but at the same time, Lo Salin of Lasuala Eitz, the Los Asay, because to fail to do so would be a grievous violation. So there's both an opportunity here, but also a Rubicon which cannot, should not, may not be crossed in terms of what that means in terms of Bizoy Hameis. We discussed also yesterday that once you understand the Mechayev, I guess this would be a third point in the Mechayev being Tzelem Elokim. So it's not just the Kula of Helinuhu Lichvodo, but on the contrary, as you would say, He Hanosemes, that itself is the Gorim, because the whole idea is the inalienable, inviolable Kvodo Shel Meis. So eo ipso helinuhu lechvodo is acceptable, you know, up until a certain point. Kidei lahavi lo aron v'tachrichin, so that immediately family members can come in, etc. Okay, so now what I want to try to do is at least just to review one pasuk, or the clause at the end of the pasuk. Lo salin evlaso ala eitz ki kavorsik berenu bayomahu ki kiolas elokim taloi v'lo sitad meyas ad mascha asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha Nachla. It would appear that a failure of Kivor Tik Renu Bayomahu, or to put it somewhat differently, a failure of Alos Salin in Laso Ala Eitz, would have the result of Tumas Ha'aretz. Now, we don't mean Tuma in the sense of a person was Nogea B'Sheretz, a person was Nogea B'Nevela, a person was in the same Ohel as a mace, right? Sometimes we talk about, you know, Tumah in the broader sense of the term. Some of us discussed this earlier this year in terms of tshuva shel tahara, that we're not talking about how the person was tamei. There's no isser of being tamei. There's an isser of being tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. There's an isser of being tamei in consuming kadshim retruma. But we talk about v'losa tamei asad masascha asher Hashem elkechan osein lecha nachala. We mean to diminish the spiritual environment. And in particular, it sounds like this is something of a sensitivity that we have in so this is a very important point that I want to develop now, a rubric, if you will, that, you know, oftentimes we think about the difference between Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the world as mitzvos hatiluyos ba'aretz, but that is itself a profound oversimplification. Right, it's not just that the Chovas Hagav, you know, based on the Sifrei, take on new meaning in Eretz Yisrael. Hatzivilach tziyunim shalot yulo echem kechadashim. When you come back to Eretz Yisrael, and that's in terms of tefillin and mezuzah, that there's an extra kiyum of doing any Chovas Hagav in Eretz Yisrael. I've mentioned many times in different contexts Rav Huttner's practice of putting on tefillin when he was flying to Israel. He would be miniach tefillin again because the kiyum of tefillin he felt was really substantively different based on that Sifrei in Eretz Yisrael. And then it was outside of Eretz Yisrael. Hatzivilach tziyunim shalei yulechem kechadashim. But the, you know, the, it, so that's already a distinction, you know, mitzvah sagavra. But that there's a certain sensitivity that Eretz Yisrael has. It's a sensitivity, you know, that Eretz Yisrael has because it's the makom tzedek u'mishpat, as we discussed last year in the Sanhedrin, which is why, again, Dine Nefashos can only be driven through Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah, Devar Hashem Yerushalayim. And there's a very robust debate amongst the Rishonim based on the Gemara in Makos Daf Zayin, what exactly is the status of Batei Din in Chutz La'aretz? Do they even need to be standing Batei Din b'chol ir, b'chol pelech? Maybe not at all. That's a Rambam Ramban issue. And here we see another expression of this idea, that in terms of, you know, kivodo shel adam, right? Which you would think about is the most universal of all principles. What would the difference be between Tzelem Elokim Hanan in Madagascar or in Afghanistan or in Tel Aviv? I mean, what would the difference be? And yet we see that that's actually not the case, okay? So take a look at this Ramban. This is what we'll cover for today. And I'll show you, you know, yet another iteration of this, which is less specific to the Ramban and is more muskam l'chol. Lo titame esad maschal dasar b'seinu inenu tam bilvad. This is not just, you know, a rationale or an explanation as to why you have a mitzvah sasei of kavor sik berenu, why you have a lo sasei of lo salin of la soles. Inenu tam bilvad bavur shlo titame esad mascha. Shem ken ye mutter bechutz laretz, avahu lav sheni. Vine hamalin ataloi afilu hameis, again, not just ataloi, but the meis, ba'aretz over bishnei lavin ve'asei. The asei is ki kavor sik brenu bayomahu, anywhere in the world. Lo salin ivlaso is, again, a lav anywhere in the world. Velo sitameas ad mascha is a lav sheni be eretz Yisrael. This is the Ramban striking out his own. Okay? Uvechutz laretz ba'asei velo sa'asei achad, shulamid min ataloi kasher pirashim. Min alav azek v'arkavar Yehoshua malche kenan biyomam. Remember the story when he puts his foot on their neck, or he has his officers put the foot on the neck, and they're told them, and then again he buries them on that day. Aval pi she'en b'tliyasa naklala shizkira basenu v'migadev oved avodah zara. And then it's the issue of ki kilas elokim taloi that is going to lead to birkas Hashem, because they weren't hanged because of birkas Hashem. They were hanged in terms of, you know, creating a sense within the Jewish people of superiority over their enemies. Of alhaya behem yishem tumas haaretz. Oh, shechashash leklala salokim in amashal shnei achim. Important in the Ramban here is very significant. That Ephraim, why? When he says that there's a chashash lekila salokim mina mashal shol shnei achim, he's now taking that mashal to its logical conclusion that it really doesn't depend on klal Yisrael, right? But everybody chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem elokim. But my focus here now is actually on the first point in this Ramban. Again, what's the first point in this Ramban? That the Ramban says is that the ki kavorsik berenu bayom ahu and lo salin ivlaso ala eitz may not have been shayach in this particular situation, and yet what was shayach? The lav of lo sitameas ad mascha. So this is again a fourth critical methodological point to break free of the you know, confining straps of, Eretz Yisrael is different because of mitzvah satzlios ba'aretz. That is not the case. There's a higher sensitivity to all matters of ruchaniyut, including, you know, kivodo shel adam and kivod hames, so that again, you know, it's possible that if a person was malin a mace in Madagascar and Tinek, you know, there would be a tumma that was generated, but we're not so concerned about, you know, creating tumma in Tinek. In fact, Chazal were mitakin tumas eretz ha'amim, that all of midrabanan, that all of the land outside of Eretz Israel causes tumas. It's a big question about Kohanim going to Chutz La'aretz, you know, on that basis of a tumas eretz tumas ha'amim midrabanan, right? But when it comes to Eretz Israel, there's a special sensitivity that we have in terms of the spiritual standing of the land. So again, we're going to show you another example of this tomorrow in terms of Masig Gevul Reos. This Ramban is a landmark for two reasons. Again, number one, his suggestion that maybe the burial of the Malchei Kenan was really because of the Mashal Shnei Achim, that it is a Tzelem Elokim issue in the end. That's very important. That's what we would have expected had it not been for Rashi circling back on that issue and saying, oh, Yisrael, Heim Banav. And then again, most importantly, V'lo Sitamei Asad Mascha Lav Sheni Beretz Yisrael, for the same Maisa. The same Maisa has a different Mechayiv in Eretz Yisrael, an additional Mechayiv, Lo Sitamei Asad Mascha, because Eretz Yisrael is spiritually extremely, extremely sensitive to various issues, including Kavod HaAdam, Kavod HaBrios, and this failure actually is a second Lav to be perpetrated in Eretz Yisrael. So the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz far, far transcends simply the realm of agriculture, the realm of mitzvos hateluyos ba'aretz. We will hold it up here, and God willing, we will pick it up tomorrow with yet another example of this.